This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we learn how to take an epic Alaskan journey on the cheap. Luke Mell has lived in Alaska most of his life, and he doesn't waste an opportunity to be outdoors.
I think I went three years straight where I was out of town every weekend.
Every single weekend.
Yeah, and not an overnighter, but yeah, going somewhere Saturday, going somewhere Sunday.
Mel has gone on just about every kind of Alaskan adventure you could think of, from skiing down volcanoes to pack rafting through craters. Most recently, he traversed and climbed the three largest peaks in North America. That's more than 800 miles of hiking, biking, skiing, and rafting. Now, you might be thinking at this point that Mel has to be a dentist or a lawyer that can afford to blow money on big elaborate trips, and you wouldn't be the first. He recalls a comment someone made after seeing a video of one of his trips.
Boy, you guys must be really wealthy to pull off these trips. And my jaw just dropped because, man, he has no idea. Like, we're all scraping by.
Mel is actually a teacher at the Alaska Pacific University. He is by no means wealthy, but he doesn't let that stop him from taking seemingly expensive trips.
You actually can save a lot of money if you're doing all the work.
For his Denali trip, he says the biggest way he and his friends saved money was biking to the base of the mountain instead of flying, and by packing their food for the entire month instead of relying on food drops by helicopter.
So by cutting that out of the loop, we save a lot of money, and there just really isn't a lot of expense beyond that. Basic food, fuel.
Mel says if planned properly, food can be very cheap, right around $5 a day. As for the fuel aspect, Mel sticks to biking and rafting as much as he can to cut travel costs. And when he does have to fly in Alaska, he uses frequent flyer miles.
Using the frequent flyer miles in state is brilliant because it's only like, it can be as low as, I think, 12,000 miles, as opposed to using that mile to go out of state to Seattle, I think it's like 40,000. So you can get three in-state trips out of the same that it would take to go out of state.
Maybe you're thinking, okay, what about gear? That's not cheap.
Initially, when I couldn't afford gear, I borrowed everything for years. And then now that I've been able to afford a bunch of that equipment, I'm in the role where I can lend it out to people that don't have it.
I decided to check out Mel's house to see this gear swapperation for myself.
This is all other people's gear or my gear that I need to sell or repair. I usually have a pile of stuff that I'm like, oh, whose house am I going to? Maybe I can return some of their things. It all just sort of migrates between our households.
Mel's living room, which he jokingly refers to as his garage, has just about every kind of outdoor toy you could think of. Some of it's borrowed, some of it Mel has fixed up. And this bike frame?
This was on Craigslist, and I emailed the guy. I was like, oh, I'm interested in your frame. And then it turned out it was a friend. He's like, hi, Luke. Okay, I'll give you it for $50 instead of $100 or whatever. And that's happened like three times.
Totes packed full of equipment line one of the walls.
So, bike parts, looking forward to getting in here in the next couple weeks.
Mel will often use a piece of equipment as a multitasker to save money or weight, like a tent pole as an avalanche probe or a pair of modified ski poles as a raft paddle. Of course, Mel and his crew have to splurge at least once in a while. On one trip, Mel noticed his friend's raft had been packed awkwardly, and out of the goodness of his heart, he decided to repack it.
And then when I unrolled it all the way, I discovered a little hidden bottle of liquor in there, and that's why it looked so sloppy, and he was hiding it because he knew I was the one that would probably say, man, we can't afford that extra weight.
For his next trip, Mel plans on hiking Mount Fairweather. He'll be using frequent flyer miles to get there. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see video and pictures of Mel's travels or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.